Prayer to Trust God's Plan for Us by Meg Booker, read by Ellie Johnson. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. 1 Samuel 22:35. Confession, I was laughed out of cheerleading tryouts. It came down to a V that didn't look at all like a V. I quickly labeled my hyperextended elbows a weakness. For a dancer, cheerleading was a natural next step. Like many awkward tweens, when I didn't make the cut, I felt a little stunned, embarrassed, and lost. But I kept trying out for teams with varying success. Though my dad helped coach my grade school basketball team, I never took a shot in a game. While attempting to serve at a tennis team tryout, my racket connected with the coach's head. I assumed my dance background would make hurdles easy. It did not. But then, after I tumbled over one at my first track meet, my coach threw me in the 800-meter run. When coach threw Gangly Little Chicken Wing, the nickname my high school youth group so lovingly and accurately gave me, into the 800-meter run, it lit a spark. During a collegiate cross-country practice, I hit my knees and surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. A bow is a symbol of strength. Life battles us for our passions and threatens to steal victories written for us to claim. When we start to mature in Christ, we begin to realize what we're supposed to fight for. He trains my hands for battle. Yes, He does. In His own way, with the way He made me, He trained me. Each failed attempt at sports taught me a little bit about who I was and a lot about who I wasn't. 3 years after that first 800 meter, I received an athletic scholarship to attend my dream college. Lots of life makes no sense until it does. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. I believe we're more capable than we can imagine. When we obediently grip Jesus' hand, we begin to see how. He called me to the track to teach me how to fight. Over 2 decades later, as my body slows down and my legs begin to wear out, God's love and faithfulness remain. Through all of the voices and circumstances in life that continue to say no, He continues to show me who I am. Let's pray. Father, we praise You for crooked elbows and knobby knees. Thank You for imperfect parts and Your perfect love. Forgive us for wanting to be anything we weren't built to accomplish, and bless us to be all You have purposed us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.